I thank the Lord for the privilege of sitting in heavenly places.
Yes.
Just want to say I'm glad to be here. Enjoy myself and the Lord and with you, dear ones.
Amen.
Just want to say that I come to you tonight as your brother.
Yes.
Don't be like I'm above anybody. But I just come to you as your brother.
Amen.
To share with you some of the good things the Lord has been given to me.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for His wonderful grace. We want to talk about being lifted up above this whole world. How the Lord can lift us up and help us to sit in heavenly places with Him.
Amen.
You know, it's I pity people that their life is just material things. I feel sorry for them because they're missing the best thing that there is.
Yes.
Now I want to thank the Lord that He can lift us up above this old world, bear our souls. I want to notice first, Proverbs 15:24. It says, the way of life is above to the wise.
Yes. Thank the Lord.
That he may depart from hell beneath. Now I remember when I was a little boy, see Mike, I got the picture in my mind that heaven was up here and hell was down there. And I just, you know, you just had that feeling like heaven's up here and this is where I want to reach. Hell is down there and that's what I want to stay away from.
Yes.
And I feel like that's a lot of truth in that.
Yes, that's so.
Where hell is geographically, that's somewhere I don't want to find out anyway. But I want to reach for the upward way.
Amen.
You know, dear ones, the more we can live above this world, I think we have a song. It doesn't it say, I want to live above this world.
Yes.
Though Satan darts at me be hurled. For faith has caught the joyful sound.
Yes.
Song of saints on higher ground.
Thank
the Lord. Oh, dear ones, tonight we can just live on that higher ground. We want to just be lifted up. You know, the Lord, He's a... we have a... Back in that wheat country there, in our country, we have these big elevators, you know, big tall elevators. We have a lot of them in Eden. Eden is about the wheat capital of the world, they say. And we have great big elevators, and you drive in there with a big load of wheat on your truck, and that wheat's going to go up into that elevator. But you know how you get it up there? You don't come and say, here, let's get it up there. No, you don't. You just go and dump it out on the ground.
Yes.
Just dump it right out on the floor.
Yes.
And it's got to go down before it goes up.
Yes.
And you know that's the way it is with us. We got to go down before we can go up. We've got to humble ourselves.
That's so.
And I just thank the Lord that we can be lifted up on high and we can be blessed in our souls as we humble ourselves. Jesus said, he that humbles himself shall be exalted.
Yes.
So we just want to follow that way that's up above.
Amen.
The way of life is above to the wise,
yes,
that he may depart from hell beneath. Just don't want to be tangled up with that, the things of hell and things of the earth and sin and the world and strife and all of these things. We want that which is above, praise the Lord, Brother Taylor. You know, we have in Guthrie there, some of you that's been there, we have what they call a viaduct. And this viaduct goes up above the railroad tracks, and there's a road that goes underneath there. You can go underneath, but most everybody goes up above. And so when I lived there at Guthrie, I would sometimes walk to town, walk to a place where I was going, and I would sometimes go underneath, but sometimes I'd go up above. One day I was walking along, and I decided I'd go down below. And I was walking along there, and I saw a man standing over there with a big rock in his hand. Great big old rock in his hand. I just kept on walking, but I was praying.
Yes.
Lord, help, have mercy.
Yes.
You know, he had a big old rock in his hand. He just standing there looking at me. I kept on, and I looked at him, and he looked at me, and I kept my eye on him, and he didn't try to do anything, but finally he kind of threw the rock down and held out his hand to me, but I don't know, it seemed like I wasn't too interested in shaking hands. I was moving on. And you know, he said something about, where can a person find a job? Well, I said, you can try down there at the furniture factory, and I just kept on moving. But, you know, I got to thinking about it. It gave me quite a scare, you know. I mean, I thought, well, you know, I didn't know what that fellow had in mind. I got to thinking about it. I thought, well, maybe he's as scared as I was. He picked up that rock to defend himself against me. Who knows? I don't know. But, you know, the next time I went that way, you know how I went? I went up above. That's how I went. I didn't want to go down there no more. I'd just go right on up above. And, you know, dear ones, that's the way we want to be in our lives. We want to be close to God. Some people, it seems like, I don't know why they, it seems to be, I don't know, but they want to walk as close to the world and yet still be saved. But that's not the way to do. You know, you take these old airplanes. I used to notice those airplanes when they'd take off. It seemed like they'd just point their nose and just want to climb so fast. And I thought, what's in such a hurry to get up so high for? What's the deal? I thought, well, my, this looks like they're just in a hurry to get up there.
Yeah.
And you get on one of those things, and that old, the earth just fades away, and you just feel yourself just going up so fast. And I used to wonder, I thought, why do they do that? And then one day it dawned on me that they do that to get up because it's safer on up high.
Yes.
Get on up above. It's safe. If you're just barely, if you stay down close to the earth and flying, why, if something would happen, you don't have any room or you don't have any margin, you don't have any space, you just crash and there you'll be.
Yes.
But they get up high. I know the pilot coming out when we fly from Oklahoma City to Dallas, Fort Worth, they didn't go very high. But he told us when we left Dallas, Fort Worth, he said our higher cruising altitude would be 35,000 feet. And I thought, my, that's high up there. You're way up there when you're flying. You look out the window and you can't hardly see. You can't even see cars down there. You're just way up so high. And I thought, well, you know, and then I heard a pilot, Brother Lynn Carver, back in Louisiana, he said, the higher you are, the safer you are in an airplane. That's what he said. He's a pilot. And, you know, if you're up, you've got plenty of room, you're up high, you're sailing along, and you're up above this old world, and the less drag, the air is thinner up there, and you can just sail right along.
Yes.
You know, dear ones, that's what we want to do in the Lord, don't we? We just want to get higher in the grace of God. You know, the world has got its pull, and the world's got its attraction, but, oh, I feel that attraction toward things above, don't you? I just, see, Mark, when I got saved, I just felt such a drawing in my soul to heavenly things. And I begin to reach out and begin to pray and begin to call on the Lord. I want to live spiritual. Go to church every chance I get. Every time, just be right in there. And you know, I begin to taste of those good things above. Oh, dear ones, they're wonderful. Young people, I want to encourage you to reach out for things above. I know that the world has its attraction and other young people and all of these things, but oh, that's all of the earth. We want to reach out for the things that are above. And may the Lord help us today that we'll just have a desire to. You know, all my life, I've been interested in birds and airplanes and something that would fly. See, Mike, I thought, and I used to dream about it. I used to dream that I'd learned how to fly. And, oh, I was so happy I could just get out and I could just fly away, you know. I dreamed that even since I got grown. And a few years ago, I dreamed one night that I was flying. Oh, that's the most wonderful thing. I was just, it was just easy. Just flip your hands and away you go. And I'm just having such a good time. And I was so joyful in my dream that I've learned how to fly. And somehow in my dream, the Lord spoke to me and said, yes, if you learn how to fly, you'd forget about me. Oh, I stopped right then. I thought, now wait a minute. I don't want that. I don't want that. Yes. But you know, that really has helped me. I still like to see birds fly and then to see airplanes fly and all that. But it doesn't thrill me like it used to. And then the Lord gave me some thoughts about how we could fly spiritually. You know, dear one, that was wonderful. I found out why I could just fly, spiritually speaking. And, you know, I was thinking about a bird. These birds, you know, they come around and they'll light down there and they'll look at you and you get too close. What are they going to do? Away they go. They just take off. You know, the scripture says, in vain the net is spread in the sight of anything that has wings. Yes. A bird, any bird, you can spread a net, it's vain. That bird looked at that net, it'll be gone. Yes. Oh, dear, what's the day we can do that? When the devil comes around and he'll just pressure you so much and depress and the hard burdens and trials and perplexities, it's time to take off. It's time to take off in the grace of God, in meditations, and be lifted up in the Spirit. It's time to get out from under all that gloom and those clouds. I remember once I was flying, the first time I ever flew on a jet, and we was rolling along up there, and all of a sudden we just felt that plane go to shaking, you know, and he was hitting some turbulence. And I looked out, and I saw the whole plane just dip. Just the back end dipped, the nose shut up, and he just went up a little higher till it quieted down. Oh, dear ones, that's the way we... When you get trouble with things, just get a little higher up. Go on up a little higher. Praise the Lord. I read about a jet over there in Java or Sumatra. The 747 jet was flying along. Had a load of people on it flying along, and it said all of a sudden the engines began to go out one by one. All four engines went out. And there he was sailing through the air with no power. But he was up high enough, see, that he had plenty of time to do something. And they began to work. They began to lose altitude. But he began to work with his engines. He had time because he had plenty of space.
Yes.
And he began to work with his engines, and he was trying to do all they knew how to do. And it just looked like he just kept losing altitude, but he still had plenty of space because he's flying high, don't you see? And after a while, one of his engines began to come to life, And then it kept working. Another engine began to come to life. And finally, all four of them, and oh, they just felt that power just pulled them right on back up to where they were before. You know, I thought if he'd just been barely skimmed on the ground, they'd crash.
Yes.
You know, you don't want to just barely. You don't want to just barely be saved.
That's right.
That's right, dear ones. You don't want to just barely make it through. I know the scripture says, righteous scarcely be saved. But I want to tell you, we're going to be saved by the grace of God.
Yes.
But it's no use just barely making it through. You've got to get in there, and you've got to pray and get close to God. And you've got to be spiritual, and you just got to really work at this thing. And just get on up there. And as the Lord leads you, why, what's that song says? Deeper, deeper, higher, higher. Oh, yes, dear ones. Lord, help us today. We can live triumphant lives in the grace of God. We can be spiritual men and women. We can be victorious over the old devil when he comes along. We can just ride right over him because we've got the grace of God in our souls. Thank the Lord. I was walking along one day, uptown there, and I was heavy-hearted and burdened and distressed about some things. And the Lord spoke to me, and He says, keep on talking.
Yes.
Keep on talking. And, you know, I thought about these old tanks. You know, these Army tanks, you know, they've got these treads on them and tracks on them, you know, and they just come to an old fence. You know what they do with that old fence? They just go right over.
Yes.
And they come to some barrier or something. They just go right over. And the Lord said to me, He says, you keep on top. And I said, yes, Lord, I'm going to keep on top of all of these things. Oh, you know, people get to talking.
Yes.
And they get to jibber-jabber, you know, talking to them, want to get you around, want to tell you this and that, what you want to. Oh, dear ones, we got to live above gossip.
Yes.
Live above it. I'll tell you, it'll get you down if you don't watch out. There's lots of things going on these days. Lots of disappointments. People going off. People finding out they're not true and all this. And it gets on people's minds. It gets so burning. It gets so troubled. Listen, it's time to get a little higher. Just set your stabilizer and just go right on up and get a little higher. And the Lord will help us out. Oh, may the Lord help us today. We want to get higher in the grace of God. We want to get to where all the surface noise is not bothering us. But, you know, there's just a lot of surface noise down here. But as we get on up and be lifted up in the heavenly places, the Lord has good things for us. I thank the Lord for His goodness to me. And I appreciate the blessings of life. Let's notice John chapter 3 and just a verse or two there. Oh, we want to live above. That's where we want to be. John 3, and he said, there's a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, the ruler of the Jews, who came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time? See how earth born his mind was.
Yes.
And the second time in his mother's womb be born. Jesus answered and said, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. You know that word again? You know what that word really is in the Greek? Born from above. That's what that word means. You must be born from above. Oh, you've got to get a hold of something that comes down from heaven, dear one. You've got to get a hold of something that comes from heaven above. And get there in your souls and seek the Lord until He just pours out His righteousness upon you and lifts you up. Oh, dear ones, God can do that to a person. You know, we need to just really get a hold of the Lord and just He has a way of lifting us up. He has a way of reaching down, way down and lifting us up. Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful how the Lord can do that? I love that song, when He reached way down for me. I was lost and undone without God of us or His Son, but the Savior in love brought me peace from above when He reached down His hand. Oh, dear ones, today, if your life is just tied down to these earthly things and your thoughts and your mind is just on the material things and the food and the cars and money and pleasure and all these things, I want to tell you, dear ones, you need to be lifted up above all that. There's something more to life than just these old earthly things. These old earthly things are going to wear out. This old body is going to go back to the dust. But I want to tell you, we can have something from heaven in our soul that'll lift us up.
Amen.
Oh, it's wonderful. I appreciate being born of the Spirit, born from above. A new life coming in, lifting us up above the sordid things of this world. John 6, it says here in the 32nd verse, then Jesus said to them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from the world, and from down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And he said unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life.
Yes.
He said, my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. He came down from heaven to give life to the world. And you know, he wants to take a person that's carnal and fretful and fearful and worried and lustful. He wants to take a person like that and wash him in his blood and then lift him up to a heavenly place. Oh, that's what he wants to do to everyone. And he will if you'll let him. And you'll seek after him and you'll pray and call upon him and be sorry for your sins and be willing to quit him. The Lord will save you and help you. Heard about one young man that he got down in a well and they were trying to get him out. And they put a bucket down in there, and he got out there, and he got some of the dirt in there, and he got his tools all in there, and they started pulling, and he couldn't pull. They told him, they said, you're going to have to throw your tools out.
Yes.
And he threw out his tools, and they got him up. Listen, dear ones, you got to throw out your tools.
Yes.
Those old tools you've been using, the tools of the flesh and the world, and strife and hatred and all these things, throw them out, and the Lord will just lift you right on up. Praise the name of the Lord. I appreciate the goodness of God.
Yeah.
Oh, it's wonderful. Somewhere over here in this same chapter, he speaks about this is the bread, this is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. You know, those people, they wanted Jesus to be their king because he just had fed them real good, you know, and they just thought that was real wonderful, and it was. It was a wonderful thing. He fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 small fishes, and besides the women and children, and that was a wonderful blessing. And they just wanted him to be their king. But you know, Jesus wanted them to be interested in bread from heaven. He wanted them, he told them over here in this 27th verse, he said, labor not for the meat that perisheth, but for that meat. Hey, have you all had any of that good food today? Have you had any of that food from heaven today in your soul? Oh, dear ones, that's wonderful when you can just have a good meal from heaven. We appreciate the good food for our bodies. The Lord blesses that way. We just thank the Lord for that. But oh, this good food from heaven, that's what we want.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. You know, there was a... I was with my wife. We were traveling back in 63 on our way to California that year. And we were traveling along. Came into Texas and visited some folks there in Texas. And we stayed all night with a sister, McDonald, and her husband. And they put us to sleep on a fold-down couch, you know, kind of a roll, not in a hide bed, but it was something kind of a fold-down couch. So we slept on that, and way in the night, I had a beautiful dream. Oh, it was beautiful. There was a bunch of the saints there, and we were all talking about the good things of God. And I remember Brother Adriel Bowman's father, Brother Adriel that spoke to us yesterday afternoon, you know. His father, Brother Bowman, was in this dream, and he was testifying. I don't know, do you remember him, Brother Bowman? Oh, he was a precious man. Oh, he was a precious man. I appreciate him. You remember him, Brother?
Sure.
He just was a, well, I tell you, he was outstanding to me. He caught me one day. I don't know, I had a pretty heavy heart, and he's down there at Guthrie, and he come out of the dining hall, and he spoke to me, and he said, Brother Leslie, how you doing? I says, oh, I'm getting along pretty good. He said, Brother Leslie. I turned around, and I said, he said, how are you doing? Oh, I tell you, I got pretty serious out there, you know. He asked me twice, you know, how are you doing? I said, well, I do have some pretty heavy burdens. He wants you to pray for him. Well, he said, I felt like you'd have, you know. But, you know, he was a very precious man.
Yeah.
But he was in this dream. And he was testifying how the Lord showed him to lay aside this, and lay aside that, and give up this, and give up that, and come and be with the saints of God. And he said, I'm just doing it. He said, I just did all this. I just measured up, and the Lord just blessed me so much. And oh, we just all was rejoicing. You ever have a dream like that? Oh, that's a wonderful dream. I've had several of them. Just lift you right up. And right in the middle of my dream, a brother started out singing. Thriving on things above. That was that's about all I remember of the tune and everything. Just that reference. Thriving on things above. Oh, I tell you, I got so happy I woke right up. It woke me right up. I come right out of it just rejoicing and praising the Lord. Oh, I'm so glad today, dear one, we can be lifted up.
Amen.
Have you been feasting on that manna come down from heaven lately? Have you had a good draw from that well that comes down from above? Oh, I appreciate the goodness of God. I'm so happy in my soul. Let's notice over here in Colossians, the 3rd chapter. You know, I love this Colossians. Brother Paul. Oh, dear Brother Apostle Paul. He's had something that is so precious. His love and his concept of Christ and everything. It's just wonderful. He says here, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above.
Yeah.
Oh, dear ones. And then over in the 2nd chapter, in the 20th verse, he says, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world. Now, listen, we can't really be risen with Christ till we die. Die to the rudiments of the world. Die to the things of this world.
Amen.
Oh, you got to die to them. When you say, well, you're still down here. And when you say you're dead, you're still down here. Yes, I'm still down here. But I'll tell you where my life is. My life's reaching up.
Yes.
I'm just getting along down here. I thank the Lord for how He takes care of us and the blessings we have. And all, but I'm thriving on things above. That's what my goal, my desire is. And that's what I want to encourage you. You can live above this world. You can seek those things which are above. You can die to the world and its pleasures. And like that song says, number 362, why should I long for the world and its sorrow? Whether that home or the sea. Millions are singing the wonderful story.
Yes.
Heaven holds all to me.
Yes.
Dear ones, today, out on the hills of that beautiful country, happy, contented, and free. Loved ones are waiting and watching my coming. Heaven holds all to me. Dear ones, we've got loved ones over there. Ever since I've been saved, I've been sending loved ones over there to heaven. They've been going on. And I just think about them sometimes. I think about old dear Sister Wiley. Oh, precious Sister Wiley. Some of you remember her?
Yes.
Oh, precious Sister Wally. Did she ever come out here to California? I guess she probably did. Anyway, she was a precious, precious saint of God. Oh, I went to her funeral. I never saw such a funeral in all my life. Why, it's more like a celebration than a funeral. It was just wonderful. There was a few shed tears, but Brother Lewis William, he's up there leading the song. It's more like a camp meeting or something. She was just faithful to the Lord, and she's buried just a few blocks from my house. She's buried in a little cemetery up there north, and every now and then I go up and I find her grave, and I stand there and I talk to her. I said, "Dear Sister Wiley, I remember you so much. You were so dear, so precious. She's been gone. She died in January of 58. Well, thank the Lord. We got a lot of dear ones over there, but you know who the dearest one of all is? Jesus is over there. Oh, he went there. He went up there. He sent it up on high. Praise the Lord. Went up to the right hand of God. And that's where we want to turn our gaze to find him. We want to keep looking up. Oh, I heard about a violin player one time. That was such a good player. And everybody loved to hear him play. And he'd give his concerts and he'd play and they'd all enjoy it. But they noticed that Simon, he kept looking up. He kept looking up. And finally someone asked him, after says, "Oh, how come you keep looking up while he's playing?" Well, he says, "Up there in the balcony is a little room, and that's where my master is." I keep looking up to him. Dear one, that's where we got to look up.
Amen.
He's up there, praise the Lord. And I remember whenever I graduated in 1956, something happened that I've never forgotten. Never. I'll never forget it as long as I live. I was in the senior course, our graduation exercises, and the theme of our graduation exercise was the four faiths: faith in God, faith in ourselves, faith in the future, and faith in our country, or something like that. And anyway, the course master told us that he wanted us members of the senior course to sing "Faith of Our Fathers." So we practiced on that and learned how to sing that. And so he told us, now tonight he said, at graduation exercise, when it comes your time to sing the song, he says, "I want you to get up from your seats and come up and line up in front." And he says, "I'll be up in the balcony to direct you." And I remember sitting there in my seat as moment rolled, come forward for us to get up, and I was looking up. I was all looking up there. I couldn't see him. I didn't know where he was. And come time to get up, and he still wasn't in sight. But he told us, said, "Get in place." Yes. So we all got up, and we got up there and stood there. He still wasn't there. You know, it seemed like it was a long time. But I'm sure it's just a matter of half a minute or so. But I'll never forget the thrill that went through my heart when I saw him coming. He was a precious man. That's one man I'd like to see again. Somebody, I don't know where I'll ever find him. But I'd like to meet him again. He was a real good man. And he taught us how to sing. He was good. And there he was, our leader. And I could see him coming down the steps. Oh, I'll never forget, as long as I live, the thrill. There he is. He came down to the bottom of the steps of the balcony. He raised his hands and started singing. Oh, dear ones, today, many times in my life, I've looked up. Oh, Lord, are you there? At first, we don't see you, but you keep looking up.
Yes.
After a while, you're going to see him. He's there. He's always there.
Amen.
Your wife, let's seek those things which are above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God. There's where our treasures are. There's where our joys are. There's where our hope, everything, our life, everything comes from above.
Yes.
Set your affection on things above, not on things on this earth. Oh, I'll tell you what, dear ones, we know we do have things down here that we enjoy and appreciate, and we can use. He gives us the privilege to use.
Yes.
But remember, this world is passing away.
Yes.
Don't overuse it.
Yes.
Don't abuse it. Don't use it at an abnormal rate, because it's passing away.
Yes.
But here are some things up here that will never pass away.
Amen.
Our treasures in heaven. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Now let's see. There's another scripture in Galatians. Oh, I'll tell you, this scripture really thrills my very innermost soul. I won't read it all, but over here in Galatians 4 and 25, it says, this Agar is speaking about Abraham had two sons, one by a bondmaid, another by a free woman. One was son of Hagar, the other was the son of Sarah. Son of Hagar, she was a bondwoman, Hagar was a bondwoman, and Sarah was the free woman.
Yes.
And so he says these are the two covenants. This is an allegory, or adaptable to another meaning. These are the two covenants, one from Mount Sinai, which generated the bondage, which is Hagar. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answers to Jerusalem, which now is, and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above.
Yes.
Oh, there was. Jerusalem, which is above, is free.
Amen.
Which is the mother of us all. Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Jerusalem, which is above. And this above here is the same word in the Greek for when you, it says be born again. It's the same word. It's a wonderful thought. Above, that's where Jerusalem. And you know, I used to kind of secretly wish, oh, it'd be nice to go over there and visit old Jerusalem and go to the tomb where Christ was and see where Christ was born and all that. You know, I used to kind of think that'd be kind of nice. But you know, since I got acquainted with the Jerusalem which is above, I have no desire to go over there. It don't mean anything to me no more. I found the real Jerusalem. Why you go over there? They got it all commercialized. They're fighting and the killing and the carrying on over there. Who wants to go to old Jerusalem anyway? I found the new Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. I found that new city. And he said, he that overcometh, I'll give him a part in the temple of the city of my God, which is new Jerusalem, which comes down from God out of heaven. Well, praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, I used to wish I could go and visit over there in England. I'd like to go see where John Wesley lived and where John Bunyan lived and where the man that wrote Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. I'd like to go see where he lived. The man that wrote There Is a Fountain Filled with Blood, William Cowper. I'd like to go to Olney and see where he lived. I'd like to go down to Lower Brixham in Devonshire, where Henry Francis Light lived. He wrote Abide With Me. And I just thought, I'd just like to go over there. But you know, one day it came to me, well, you don't need to go over there. You've already been there. You've already been there in the Spirit. You've feasted on those songs.
Yes.
You've got good out of them. You feel the Spirit of the Lord and the
yes.
blessing of the Lord. Why go over there? Oh, thank the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? We can just go places in the Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. It's just wonderful. We can just go to heaven and be there in the presence of the Lord. I want to notice just quite, I'm going to have to quit pretty soon here, but in Ephesians 2, he speaks about our conversation all in the lust of the flesh and desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we're by nature the children of wrath, even as others, walking according to the prince of this old world. And, oh, what a sad picture that was. We all were down there one time. We all. Oh, I remember one time before I saved, my older brother let me use his car. He had to go to boot camp, and he said, I'll let you use my car while I'm gone. Oh, I thought that was great. Oh, my. Drive a 53 Oldsmobile and sport it around and everything, you know, before I saved. And I'm pretty carnal-minded. And And, oh, I thought that's great. I just was sporting around and all that, you know. But, you know, I thank the Lord that He has saved me from that.
Yes.
And He saved my soul. And now we use what the Lord gives us for the things of God. He says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love worth, He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus."
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, I thank God for the privilege of being raised up in heavenly place.
Amen.
Up above. Praise the Lord. Up above. Amen. I remember the first camp meeting I went after I was saved, Monarch Springs, 1956. Oh, I wanted to go to camp meeting and wanted to be there. And I remember sitting there and Brother Chandler was preaching one day there, and he's preaching on the cost of salvation. And I just feasted on that message. And oh, I just, the tears began to flow when he brought out how much it cost to bring salvation to us. It was so wonderful. And I began to experience that joy of sitting together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We started a prayer meeting there at Guthrie that year on Tuesday. A bunch of the sisters, mothers and sisters that didn't have to work. And I didn't have a full-time job then, so I'd just go there too. And we'd sit there and kneel, and we'd pray a while, and get up and sit a while, and talk about the good things of God. From 10 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And we had such a wonderful time. It was just so wonderful. And I began to experience those things. I thank the Lord that He has raised us up together and makes us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful place.
Yes.
Sitting with Jesus. Wonderful grace. With Him I'm reigning in a heavenly place. I'm filled with His glory, transported above. Just sitting with Jesus in heavenly love. Oh, I thank the Lord for His goodness to me. I appreciate the privilege of living above. Let's do that, dear one. Now you have your natural life, your natural responsibilities, and all those things to take care of, but don't let it fill your life.
Yes.
Take time. You know, there we have a song in our book, number 95. And in this poem, she wrote this poem in a little break. In a class. She was having a class with a bunch of young children and young people. And she would have these classes. She'd teach sewing and she'd teach the Bible and things. She was a very precious person. She was born from above. That's all there is to it. And in this class, she got her tablet or her paper and she wrote this poem. And they got this song from this poem. See, that's where this song came from. But in the original text of the poem, the last verse, it says, "O Savior, precious Savior mine, what will thy glory be if such a life of joy can crown one upward look to thee?"
Yes.
That was the original text, one upward look. And that's what she had. Just while the others gone out on their break, she turned her heart heavenward. And the Lord just blessed her soul. I want to encourage you, dear ones, to live spiritual life.
Yes.
Amen.
You can do that right out here in California. You can just live a spiritual life.
Yes,
and
true.
I remember one Saturday, we went to visit some of the dear ones there at Enid. And my wife was with the sister and in the house. And the brother, he had some things to do. And so I had some little time. And I thought, I'm going to go out here and just sit down in the sun, and I'm going to look heavenward. Oh, dear ones, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. I just began to look up, and the Lord just opened up the floodgates.
Yes.
He just opened up the windows of heaven, and He just blessed my soul. Oh, it was so sweet. Someday, dear ones, we're going to go to that place above.
Yeah.
Let's live. Let's live every day this heavenly life.
Amen.
Above.
Yes, amen.
above this world, above ourselves, above the flesh, above the natural. Let's live above. Pray for me.
Amen.